sometimes it seems like whoever you're reading at the moment is like influential. Uh-huh. But I would say, you know, if I look back chronologically, the writers who really, you know, left an impression on me, going back to high school, it seems kind of funny to say that, but, you know, when I first read James Baldwin, I read Another Country, and I was like 16, and it was, you know, I was growing up in the suburbs, which were pretty much white and very few Asians, and reading his work was just like, it just blew me away, because I guess the lens through which everything was filtered was through race, and the passion with which he wrote and dealt with everything in the aspects of the characters' lives and their sexuality, and all through this kind of very, very polarized vision of race. It was just such an incredible revelation to me in terms of all this sort of discomfort and angst I was feeling being an Asian in this kind of environment. It was, I sort of felt like I found some company, even though, I mean, I fully acknowledge this is a totally different experience, the black experience, but I guess the sense of alienation that the characters felt, I just, you know, it was very comforting to find this.